a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in our prayer today will be Pastor J.P. Mosley, Jr. from the Pierre Fort Pierre Ministerial Association. Leading us in our Pledge of Allegiance will be Paige Elizabeth Ennals from Sioux Falls. Let us pray. Great merciful Father, we thank you for the beginning of a new year. Thank you that the legislators can meet today. We pray for this meeting that they may be about the business, have wisdom, have discernment as they go through this year, the calendar, and many other items. We pray all these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
I
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feikert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Hawks, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Lateral, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Ramkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tulson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Representative, those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. Representative Parsley, do you have a guest with you?
Mr. Speaker, I do. Thank you very much. I'd like to introduce my adopted daughter for today, Ellie Saar. Her dad is Bob Saar, who was a PUC commissioner, and her grandfather served in this body for a number of years. So, Ellie, welcome.
Welcome. On behalf of Representative Russell, I'd like to welcome the Assembly of the Friends of Azerbaijan, Kamal, Aksus, Bilal, and Exili. Are you here? If you are here, welcome. Out in the hallway? We just welcomed your guests. Are they present?
Just walking up.
Okay, well, when they come back, there they are. Welcome them. Also, a reminder, tonight from 4 to 6 p.m., the Cultural Heritage Center located at 900 Governor's Drive will be hosting us. Governor Dugard will be making some brief remarks at 4:15, followed by some interesting behind-the-scenes tours of the center. That's the South Dakota State Historical Society. Jeff Mamenga is the manager, so please take part in that tonight. Also, again, as previously stated, every day we have a doctor of the day who generously donates his time to us and provides services as needed to the legislative body. The doctor of the day today is David Kleinberg from Sisseton. He's in the family medicine and aviation medicine physician from Sisseton. Dr. Kleinberg received his MD from the American University of the Caribbean and completed his residency at the Medical College of Wisconsin in Milwaukee. Dr. Kleinberg practiced in Milwaukee for several years before being called to active duty in the U.S. Navy. After a naval career that included serving as a flight surgeon on the USS Nimitz and senior medical officer on the USS Nassau, he retired from the Navy in 2007. He currently practices in Sisseton and does locum tenens work throughout the state. He's also a member of the American Medical Association and the South Dakota State Medical Association. Please give him a round of applause. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that House Bill 1017 and 1018 do pass as and be placed on the consent calendar. Scott Munsterman, Chair.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Sly moves that HCR 1001 of the House Journal be adopted.
Second.
That motion has been made and second is now under consideration. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. HCR 1001. It was a recurring theme throughout our summer study. We had an interim study on education funding formula this summer and into the fall. The two topics in the two resolutions did not fit into the charge by the executive board for the interim study, but they are still important in the discussion of education in South Dakota. Let's look at HCR 1001. South Dakota is made up of a wide range of school districts throughout the rural nature of the state. The resolution recognizes the need for educational opportunities that possibly cannot be met by each district. Technology has allowed for the sharing of curriculum, teachers, and programs, which can be more effective and efficient by sharing costs and eliminating geographic barriers. Last session, joint powers of agreements with school districts were established through Senate Bill 96. This resolution encourages continued collaboration among districts to provide all students with the best educational opportunities available. Please support the resolution to urge school districts to collaborate and share resources. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks on HCR 1001. Representative Hawks.
As a former teacher and as a member of this body, I would like to express my appreciation for this resolution and for the work of this committee from this summer. Schools need to continue to work with other schools and with this body to meet the ongoing educational needs of our students. We must embrace the technology and share the resources we have to offer our students the best educational opportunities possible. And this resolution shows our appreciation as a body for what our schools are already doing. And I want to express my appreciation as well. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question before the body is adoption of HCR 1001. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote. Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Personal privilege?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would like to welcome back to the House former Representative Bruner's wife, and her husband, too. Tom Bruner's here with us.
Welcome, Representative.
Russell votes aye. Representative Hawley and Schaefer. Representative Hawley. Hawley votes aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote of majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and HCR 1001 adopted.
House Concurrent Resolution 1002, recognizing the teacher shortage in this state and the difficulties school districts in South Dakota face in attracting and retaining qualified teachers. Representative Sly moves that HCR 1002 be adopted.
Thank you. The motion is to adopt House Concurrent Resolution 1002. It has been seconded. Are there remarks? Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Frequently, when the interim committee met, one recurring concern and challenge was brought up by education stakeholders. School districts throughout the state are struggling to keep good teachers and to fill teacher vacancies in critical need areas. There is a combination of reasons districts are facing a teacher shortage. Fewer students are entering the field of education at our universities. Teacher salaries are lower than surrounding states. And some of those already in the profession are leaving it for other professional opportunities. A few short years ago, the governor and the legislature worked on these same issues. However, through the democratic process, the law never went into effect. Now, here we are, 3 years later, facing the same issues, but with nothing in place to address it. Someone recently asked why this is only a resolution and not a bill with some possible action. The interim committee was not charged with looking for answers to the concerns addressed in this resolution. So the result was that we brought this forward to bring awareness to the legislature and to the public that South Dakota still is facing issues in attracting and retaining qualified teachers. There are no federal initiatives behind this resolution. There's no requests for money at a certain level for teachers. However, this HCR 1002 is a way for continued awareness regarding the valuable resources of teachers in South Dakota, to keep the ones we have and to attract more people to enter the teaching profession. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I learned a long time ago, as I worked through some of my first years, that words mean something. And those are words that have echoed through my head and certainly through these chambers over the years a number of times. And as I looked at this particular piece of, I guess not legislation, but this resolution, I noticed some things that I couldn't necessarily agree with. I agree with most of the tenets expressed herein. In fact, back in 2008, I brought a bill, along with other legislators, but I was the prime sponsor on it, to address the potential for a tuition reimbursement program, which last year this legislature passed. It was a long time coming, but we sought to address one of our very glaring problems within the state of South Dakota. But as I looked at this, one of the things that I took exception at is it says that school districts across the state, especially in the rural areas, are struggling to keep good teachers and to fill teacher vacancies. Now, I'm willing to acknowledge that, yeah, it's difficult in some cases to do that, but I'm also going to defy you to show me empirical evidence that says that schools in rural areas don't have some of the best teachers. They are, in fact, I grew up in a school that had some outstanding teachers, two of whom were my parents, of course, but I've substitute taught in a number of rural school districts, and I have taught alongside some of the finest individuals and finest teachers that there are. So to say that in rural South Dakota, perhaps we're lacking, I can't agree with that. There are other things contained herein, And you will notice later on, it says that teachers are in short supply all across the state in school districts of all sizes. Were this to address all schools, and instead of singling out those of us in rural South Dakota, maybe I could see fit to get on board. But there are other issues and implied acknowledgments here, and that I just can't wholly support. And so I'm going to be voting against this. Certainly not a vote against education by any means. But I just think that when we put a resolution forward that doesn't have the force of law, it's not going to become codified. I think that we should make a stronger statement than that which is expressed here. So I'm asking you to vote no. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Tyler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and members of the House. I want to thank, first of all of those of you who selected the 2013 summer studies, especially the summer education study, and all those who served on those committees. We learned an awful lot. And my first comment is going to be an answer to this. There is nowhere in the resolution that we claim that there were no qualified teachers in the rural areas of South Dakota. South Dakota has outstanding teachers. And with that being said, prior to our first meeting of the Education Committee, we met in four different areas, Aberdeen, Mitchell, Hartford, and Rapid City, with school administrators and school staff. And there was never, ever an indication that their teachers weren't qualified. What their fear was that we heard over and over again was that they actually had a fear of teachers retiring because they didn't know if they could find a replacement for that teacher. They were getting zero to none applicants for certain jobs, and that's what they're struggling with. And another fact that was brought out to us over and over again was there are no the low numbers of teacher candidates going through our colleges. In talking to one administrator at a career day, there were 300 seniors sitting in his auditorium for career day. He asked how many were going into education. Three raised their hand. And those are the things that this resolution addresses. And I guess that's what I want you to support here, is to recognize the fact that there is a teacher shortage, that school districts, not all necessarily rural, are struggling. So we would like you to approve this resolution, both as educators and as the people on the committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Boland.
Well, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm not necessarily going to tip my hand as how I'm going to vote on this particular resolution, but I would like to comment just briefly on the remarks of the good education chairman, referring back to the major battle that took place on this floor in this house in 2012. The statement was made that we were trying to work on solving the teacher shortage in South Dakota, alleged teacher shortage in certain areas of the state. I must say that the democratic process, I think that was the phrase she used, the democratic process was the initiative and referendum, that process that was used on House Bill 1234. Again, I would like to remind people that that bill was defeated by a 2-to-1 margin when it went to the people. A 25% tax increase received a much greater vote of the people than the proposal that was claimed to try to solve the supposed teacher shortage in the state. So I want you to think about that fact as you vote on this resolution. I will say this as well. There are certain academic disciplines, there are certain areas in the educational field where there are a shortage of teachers, special education, music, those areas. I always felt I was fortunate as a history teacher to get a job in a good school, because I know when we replaced other people in our field over the years, there were 60, 70 people who would apply for one social studies job in a school 25 miles from Sioux Falls. So I just wanted to make the point that there may be some areas where there are shortages, but I cannot sit idly by and believe that somehow House Bill 1234 was designed to solve that problem. And again, I remind you, decisively and thunderously defeated by the people. Thank you.
Further remarks on House Bill 1234. Oh, I'm sorry. House Concurrent Resolution 1002. Representative Don Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, I had the opportunity to serve on the Educational Funding Committee this past summer, and it was a pleasure to do that, and it was good to hear from stakeholders, the superintendents, and selected parents, and of course others. I did co-sponsor the first resolution. I did not co-sponsor this one. And there are a couple of specific reasons. First of all, there is a flawed assumption that's embedded in the body of the resolution, and it speaks to the implication that teachers are leaving the state because of salary, and they're choosing other positions, other teacher positions in other states. I will tell you that Dr. Schopp from the Department of Education in testimony before the appropriations has specifically said that's not the case. And so I have an issue with that when I look at the way this resolution was written. I will say, and secondly, that I just don't, I struggle with the idea of additional money really translating into performance and achievement. And so I have issues with that. And finally, thirdly, my concern is that we're really not, I think we're at a crossroads, I guess I'd use that term, in education, that we need to look at alternative ways of delivering education and delivering instruction. And I'm not convinced that the traditional way of hiring a teacher is going to actually meet the need or the challenges that we face in education today. So, you know, I just want to say that teachers are valuable, and they're a valuable resource. I'm just not convinced this resolution is, and I won't be supporting it.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Jenna Hager.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If we are talking about resolutions, we should resolve to thank and reward South Dakota's teachers, rural or otherwise. Instead of this politically controversial resolution, feel free to join me in voting no.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hayek.
Thank you. Also, as a member of the Summer Study Committee and a former educator, I think there is a very important statement that is made, and if you'll allow me to just read the last sentence, it is further resolved that this legislature joins school officials in acknowledging that teachers are a highly valued resource in this state, and exploring tuition reimbursement programs and other programs or policies that could attract more good people into the teaching profession in South Dakota and to keep the good teachers that are already here. I think that is the essence of what we're asking you to support, and that is to say that teachers are extremely valuable. They are as valuable as any profession, and we, as a combined legislative effort, should look to gain new teachers, bring them in to encourage those that are here to stay and to stay in the profession. I beg you to please say yes on this. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for the sponsor.
State your question, please.
Not having been there, does this resolution accurately state the findings of the facts during the testimony?
Representative Sly, would you like to answer that question?
Yes. Yes, they do. And that was the intent of the resolution, is to make a statement of the needs in South Dakota. And because of the scope of our interim study, we could not address it through a bill. So our attempt was through a resolution to make South Dakota aware that we do have concerns about attracting and retaining qualified teachers in South Dakota.
Representative Munsterman, you still have the floor.
Thank you very much. Thank you for the answer to that question. And, you know, many times we get faced with the brutal facts, and it's probably a good time that we do face those brutal facts, even if we don't like them, or maybe they're not in the perfect context of what we think or what we believe. And I would urge your support on this.
Thank you. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, question before the House is adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 1002. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote. While we're waiting for members to vote, I see that the Doctor of the Day is in the back of the room now. While you were gone, we read your brief bio and we thanked you for your time and generous donation to helping us during the legislative process. I know that you saw at least one representative and possibly more. David Kleinberg, would you please rise and be recognized?
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 49 yeas, 18 nays, 3 excused.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and HCR 1002 adopted.
Representative Luss moves that when we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, January 17th, the fourth legislative day.
Those in favor of the Luss motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carries. Consideration of reports of joint select committees.
Representative Lust moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the compensation for the elected and appointed officers and employees for the 89th legislative session of the House be adopted.
This will be a roll call vote. Those in favor of the Lust motion will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. The members shall proceed to vote.
Hanhoff votes aye. Nelson votes aye. Representative Holly, May, and Peterson. Representative May. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were 68 yeas, 2 excused.
The motion having received an affirmative vote of a majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion passed.
Representative Craig moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the selection of chaplains be adopted.
Those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion barely carries.
Representative Munsterman moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the legislative days for the 89th legislative session be adopted.
Those in favor of the Munsterman motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Representative Westra moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to legislative printing and distribution of bills and journals for the 89th legislative session be adopted.
Those in favor of the Westra motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Representative Wick moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the arrangements for a memorial service for the 89th legislative session be adopted.
Those in favor of the Wick motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. That motion carries. First reading of House bills.
House Bill 1062, an act to provide for historical snowmobile license plates.
Speaker assigns House Bill 1062 to local government. There being no objection, the House will revert to order of business number 7, messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for a memorial recognition of deceased former members of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to arranging for legislative days for members, officers, and employees of the House and Senate. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to securing chaplains for the 89th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to setting the compensation for the elective and appointed officers and members of the 89th legislative session. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, Senate and House journals, and bills and other legislative printing for the two houses and the state offices. Respectfully, Jeanette Schipper, Secretary.
Announcements. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, I just wanted to do a reminder tomorrow morning early, 6:30 a.m., at the Ramcota, our National Guard are going to be hosting us for breakfast. Please remind yourself tonight to get up early. This is their way of maybe saying thanks and telling us what they've been up to. I think a good showing from us would show that we are saying thank you to them. So please do not oversleep. The breakfast is good. It's not K rations anymore. They treat us well. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. It is very well attended and is very informative. They give a good recap of the previous year's activities, and they also have some speeches by some honored military personnel. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Commerce and Energy will meet tomorrow at 10 a.m. in our committee room. We're going to have an introductory briefing by the new Secretary of the Department of Labor and Regulation.
Thank you. Further announcements. Representative Romkema.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock, we will have appropriations. Tomorrow, we will be discussing salary policy and employee health benefits, among other topics. I think you'll find this very interesting and enlightening. Look forward to your attendance, along with Representative Stephen.
Representative Sly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Education tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock.
Thank you. Representative Stevens.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Judiciary Committee is still going to meet tomorrow at 10 o'clock in room 413, and there will be four bills.
What's the bill numbers and what order?
Well, there's 1050, 1051. We skipped 1052, 1053, and, of course, you don't want to miss 1054.
Impressive. Representative... Now, what are their titles? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a reminder, tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., I think it's scheduled for B1 in the basement. Dr. Odekoven's going to give an update and a synopsis play out of the Senate bill dealing with the cruelty minor moved up to a felony charge, and a question and answer period for anyone. Pardon me? Cruelty to animals, not you, Representative Jones.
All right, thank you. Further announcements?
Speaker.
Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow at 8:30, Secretary Reich will pitch a couple bills in state affairs, and that's when we'll start after he feeds us that morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Further announcements? Seeing none. Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.